Hey, what's up, everyone? Wabi back with you at NFL Network. We have Bucky Brooks who's joined us, at Bucky Brooks on Twitter, Path to the Draft, Move the Sticks podcast, former player, former scout, the whole thing. And he's bringing a great look back to NFL
Network.
Oh, now
I got a little purple.
You got purple on there. Purple. You got the sweater with the tie. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
It's fun to have you here. The Vikings pick 30th, which I know you know this, but what's the landscape going to be like when we get to pick number 30 in the first round?
A lot of times when you're picking that low in the bottom of the first round, you just have to kind of settle for best player available. You don't have the opportunity to really target who's going to be there because there's so many teams ahead of you, so many players to be gone. You're trying to put yourself around the right cluster, guys, that are highly rated but also fit a team need. So if you look at your team and what needs to be filled, you probably need an interior blocker. The good thing in this year's class, there are a ton of guys that are rated right at their spot. So from Isaiah Wynn to Will Hernandez, Austin Corbett, like, there are enough guys that will be there that can fill a need and also merit where that pick is going to be.
Yeah, and the Vikings addressed an interior blocking position in last year's draft when they got Pat Elflein. And it looks like that's going to be a hit, right?
Yeah, that is going to be a hit. Yeah. He's been a really good player, and I forgot to mention his teammate, Billy Price, is also a guy that could be in the mix there coming off that injury at the combine. But so for the Vikings, if you're looking in the first round, best player available, you want to find someone on the offensive line. But if you can't find that, then you're just trying to find a really, really good player that can compete. And they have a number of areas where they can fortify the depth, be it in the secondary corner, trying to find maybe a nickel corner. Like how much longer can Terrence Newman continue to play?
I'm not betting against them.
Yeah, but so there are a number of different directions that they can go. It's just about picking the right player. And the last couple of years, they picked really, really good players. That's why the team is what it is.
Yeah, and it's a good position to be in a little bit, taking the pressure off of figuring out who can fit a need and just take a good player. I mean, that's a good philosophy.
That's the best philosophy. Like, that's how most guys in this business have been reared. Take the best player. Try not to manufacture guys up the board because you have a need. You need a certain position, so we're going to take the best guy there. Make sure that the guy that you take at the top of the board merits being up there.
Any running backs that you like in this class after the first couple of rounds? You know, and the reason I ask, we have Dalvin Cook who's going to come back and Latavius Murray, and that's a good 1-2 punch. But we've seen teams with some success in the playoffs, Philadelphia and New England, New Orleans, doing it with multiple backs. So maybe another running back for the Vikings is in the fold.
Well, I mean, maybe so. I mean, obviously, Dalvin Cook, I think, is special. I think anyone who had the opportunity to watch him play just that glimpse saw how special he could be. Latavius Murray played well when he went out. Yes, you lose Jerick McKinnon, but there are some guys that are available. Everyone right now is buzzing about Sonny Michel from Georgia. He's an outstanding player. Rashad Penny from San Diego State is another guy who has some unique traits in terms of his ability to make things happen as a running receiver. Ronald Johnson coming out of USC. So this year, if you need a running back, there are plenty of running backs, and they'll be available not only at the top of the board, but in the middle rounds and even late rounds.
That's interesting because last year was a really good running back class as well, so a bunch of good young running backs coming in.
Yeah, it's the renaissance. We had a couple years where running backs weren't drafted this high, but sometimes that talent just didn't merit those guys being selected high. But now we're seeing a bunch of guys that can not only run it, but they can impact the game and the passing game, and so in today's game, the running back has to be a guy that can do something as a receiver.
If Rick Spielman and the scouts want to get together and give Mike Zimmer a really good young defensive player from this class, and yet two or three that would fit really well in a Zimmer defense. I know Georgia's got a couple linebackers that a lot of people
NC State. It's funny. There's so many different guys and so many different directions to go. When you look at the Vikings, they could add another linebacker guy that's been buzzing, has been kind of mocked to the Vikings has been Lorenzo Carter.
Yeah,
Lorenzo Carter is similar to Anthony Barr in terms of his versatility. He's a guy that's lined up on the edge. He can play off the ball as a linebacker. He brings some unique things to the position. If they go a little deeper, a guy like Darius Leonard who can play inside and do some things from South Carolina State. There are a ton of guys that can certainly help there on that defensive front. At NC State, you mentioned Bradley Chubb. He's not the guy, but B.J. Hill being a big inside player. I know the team just signed Sheldon Richardson, and that's a one-year play. Maybe it ends up being a longer thing, but if you need to find another defensive tackle that can fortify up front, you have Mo Hirsch, you have some other guys that can come and fill in.
I want to ask you a historical question about the Vikings. It's the 20th anniversary of the 1998 Vikings team, the team that went 15-1 and to the NFC title game and set a record for scoring, which has since been broken, I think, a couple times. But that year's team was a special team. What do you remember about the 98 Vikings?
Well, a couple of things I remember about that team. I was playing in Kansas City at that time. We had a joint practice with the Vikings down in River Falls.
That's right.
That was Randy Moss's rookie season. And I just remember the one-on-one battles between, we had a couple Pro Bowlers on the outside. We had Dale Carter, who was a Pro Bowler, James Hasty was a Pro Bowler, Mighty Mouse Mark McMillan was a Pro Bowler. So going one-on-one against that receiver corps was always tough, playing in the secondary. But then playing those guys in the preseason, getting a feel for what that offense eventually was going to become was different. And even though they say, like, preseason games don't count, they certainly matter. And they beat us 34-0. I remember just walking away from that game being like, wow, that offense is terrific. And then when you saw it kind of mature and continue to evolve throughout the season, the way the ball was flying all over the yard, the way they were scoring points, it was a sight to see. And that's unfortunate. They couldn't finish the deal because that team would never get the credit that it deserved for the offensive firepower and the explosiveness that they displayed.
And that team had some Hall of Famers on it. Randall McDaniel, who's maybe one of the best offensive guards ever.
Absolutely.
Was on that team. Chris Carter, of course. John Randall was on that team. And Randy Moss He's going in this summer. So, I mean, you know, Randy Moss, first ballot wide receiver. And when you're a first ballot guy as a receiver, you know you're a special player because mm-hmm. there's a logjam there at receiver right now.
Well, I mean, he was a unique player. I mean, you just don't see guys at that size, that speed, be able to make the plays that he was able to make. He changed the game in terms of the way that he made plays, those 50-50 balls. Now you have kids, a whole generation of guys celebrating you got mossed. So he's a unique player. That trio that they had with Jake Reed and Chris Carter and Randy Moss, like you just don't see a receiver corps that's that big that had the size and the speed to be able to kind of dominate the game with the vertical game but also do some other things.
Can I borrow that tie? Oh,
just really straight from wardrobe.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time.
No problem.